Life is constantly reminding us about what we don't have, but what about all that we do have? What makes you special? What do you have to offer the world around you? What do you enjoy? Find the things that you do love about yourself. They're enough. Acknowledge the sad. Hiding your darkest feelings from strangers is probably smart. Hiding them from yourself is not. Recognize what is hurting you. Take steps to address it. This might mean talking to somebody who understands. This might mean taking real time to process. Create and meet goals. Having something positive to look forward to is important. We no longer have the structure of childhood to keep us motivated and subsequently rewarded. So set goals for yourself, big or small, then meet them. Then set new ones, and keep on going forever. Find fresh inspiration. Your thing can start to feel like the only thing, but there's just so much to experience, learn, or invest in. This doesn't mean a career change. It's just nice to remember the world has plenty to offer. Travel more, read more, learn new skills, and try new things. Sunshine and rainbows. It's not all sunshine and rainbows, but a lot of it actually is. Sunshine is literally good for you, so go soak up that vitamin D. The sun is a massive star that will outlive all of us. As for rainbows, well, you gotta weather the storm first. Hang in there. Celebrate everything. The things you take for granted might be major accomplishments for someone else. Paying rent on time is an accomplishment. Getting errands done is an accomplishment. Even just waking up is an accomplishment worth celebrating, possibly with coffee. Feel content. Nobody gets everything they want. There will always be something. New problems arise. Instead of striving for perfection, strive for contentedness. Find a way to be happy with what you already have, and you'll always have exactly what you need. Forget the destination. You don't even need this one, but here it goes anyway. Happiness is not a place. It is a journey. You do not arrive at joy, but you can strive to create it in small and enjoyable ways. Stop searching for the end, or it'll find you before you ever get there. Attention, tortured artists. Stop it. Stop being tortured. Stop telling yourself that you need to be miserable to be inspired if that's a thing you're doing. Being a happier version of yourself doesn't mean you're not you. If you're wired anything like me, try thinking about yourself like the greatest creative project of your life and give yourself the attention and resources you need to accomplish the work of being you. Every person has power and a unique set of skills for putting it to work. Whether your talent is rooted in words, images, organization, persuasion, or building an audience, the things you do in your daily life are your way to tap into your innate, raw power and use it for good. Part of recognizing this ability is acknowledging your obligation to use it to stand up for what's right. There's so much in the world that needs our attention. Some things could benefit from a little compassion. Other issues are more complex and require deliberate steps toward change. You have the ability to create impact of some kind. Remember that when your power is specifically rooted in communication, your silence speaks volumes. You have the power and tools to create positive change. Put them to good use. Using your power for good. Focus your power. You have tools and experience, so what will you do with them? Are you a strong writer? Do you have an audience to tap into? How do you communicate best, and how can you use that skill now for good? Look for new and useful ways to harness what you do best.